Now I'd like to turn it to our guest today. We have with us Senator Martin Heinrich and Grant County Commissioner Chris Ponce. Thank you for joining us today.
Great to be here. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's great.
Absolutely. And
it's good vaccine numbers. That's really encouraging.
I'd say so.
You know, I would just say to everyone, whether you like getting a shot or not, like the sooner folks can get vaccinated, the sooner we can get our restaurants and our small businesses humming again and at full capacity. And that's, you know, that's how we get to fully something that looks like normal.
Absolutely. And I think we're getting a bit closer to it. Looking outside the window here today is a lot livelier than it was on April 8th of 2020. So I know you're here, well, you were in Las Cruces yesterday, and you're out telling us about being out by Fort Bayard today. How's it been out in your, while you're out in this part of the state?
Oh, it's great to be here. I mean, this is just such a beautiful time of year to be in Silver City in the southwest part of the state. The wind's not even too bad.
No.
So, and it's an exciting time to be, you know, to be working in government right now, because there's this recognition that we really need to reinvest in our communities to spend real infrastructure dollars. I mean, we were able to get this American Rescue Plan across the finish line that was really a lifeline for a lot of families, especially with the $1,400 direct payments, but also, you know, invest directly back into cities and counties. You know, over $5 million to Grant County, over $2 million to Silver City. And we all have huge needs in terms of the money that was spent to deal with COVID, but also just the basic infrastructure needs of these communities.
Commissioner Ponce, would you like to add to that?
You know, no, I mean, that's great. I mean, you know, I want to thank Senator Heinrich. He's always, you know, every time he gets a chance, he's in Grant County supporting us. And we really appreciate the money that Grant County received, $5.2 million. Be great, strengthen our community and get it going. Hopefully we can get it going, you know, pre-COVID, like it was pre-COVID. So.
And there's a lot of elements to this plan that can trickle down here to our Grant County level, one being towards small businesses. Could you elaborate on that for our listeners?
Absolutely. I mean, one, we've been able to extend the PPP program, which does include a not only loans, but a application process to convert loans to grants. We have a specific program inside the American Rescue Plan that's focused just on small restaurants. You know, we had a lot of challenges early on with big chains jumping to the front of the line, and we wanted to make sure that this was not only not a loan, but forgivable, just a straight-up grant to keep our smallest businesses alive and going, and those restaurants that really give New Mexico such a unique fabric and feel, not the big chains, but really the small businesses, the small restaurants that we want to support.
And in this realm, what would define a small business? Like, what's the threshold there?
Yeah, I believe the threshold was less than 10 locations.
Okay.
So a family restaurant that, say, has, you know, one restaurant in Lordsburg and one restaurant in Deming, that's fine. What we saw sort of jumping to the front of the line early in this response was chains that literally had hundreds of locations qualifying under small business you know, requirements, and that's not what at least I had in mind in fighting for those dollars. Plus, they have the capacity, the staff to be able to get up at 5 a.m. Eastern time and try to get at the front of the line online for the application of those loans. And so we really wanted to create more focus on, you know, the kind of, like when you look at it, Bullard Street and the small restaurants that have been here for years, that's who we want to support.
Chris, did you want to jump in?
You know, I mean, just exactly what the senator said. You know, our small businesses, you know, that's our heart of our community of Grant County. Downtown, our restaurants, I mean, we all enjoy coming down on the weekends or during the week and eating. So, yeah, it's great. You know, hopefully we can get them back on their feet and going.
Yes, and it's nice to see an effort to, you know, push those funds in the right direction towards small businesses, as you had said.
And my hope is that in Washington, we can pivot to the American Jobs Plan and make the kind of investments in our infrastructure that we should have been making for decades. I mean, we've really lived off of our grandparents' investments in infrastructure in many ways. There's so many places around the state where you can look and see things that were built by the WPA and the CCC, for goodness sakes. Mm-hmm. And if we can make those investments and leverage them with the, you know, in the southwest part of the state with a bunch of water projects, with the $80 million from the water settlement, you know, those investments in water infrastructure, in streets and roads and broadband, that is what will set us up to compete economically into the future.
And yeah, I do want to jump into some of the water infrastructure here. But before we do get to that, you had mentioned the American Jobs Plan, inside of which is $10 billion set for the Civilian Climate Corps, which I know is pretty close to you.
Absolutely. You know, I served in AmeriCorps, and I want to get kids in these rural communities back out on the landscape, doing some of, you know, many of the solutions to our watershed and climate challenges are making the land more productive. And to do that, you have to have labor. You have to have people out on the landscape. And reinvesting in a civilian climate conservation corps that can do that work on the Gila National Forest, on the Santa Fe National Forest, in rural communities all over the West, is something that's near and dear to my heart and something that I hope we'll invest deeply in.
And I've actually met a lot of people who have grown up here. I'm not personally here myself, but I talked to a lot of them. Actually, a lot of them have memories of meeting you through AmeriCorps, through their youth programs there. Do you have any memories of AmeriCorps through Silver or Grant County, Commissioner?
You know, no, just some of the work that has been done, but no, not really.
Okay. Now, jumping into House Bill 200, which is investments into smart water infrastructure here in this exact part of the state. Well, Commissioner Ponce, I guess we'll jump in with you. I understand you had involvement in the Grant County Water Commission. What does this mean for Grant County and the surrounding areas?
Well, I think it's great for Grant County. I mean, if you look at Grant County, you look at some of our communities that have water issues. I think that it was good that some of this, the $80 million went to fix some of the infrastructure. You know, you look at Hanover, you know, they've struggled with water. The biggest one up at the forefront is Hurley. You know, they're still struggling with water. You know, it's about time that we get them their own water. And, you know, you have Santa Clara, even the town of Silver, you look at them, they would love to replace some of their pumps, update some of their infrastructure. And I think this was great that this bill passed, and now maybe we can get to where we need to.
You know, after decades of fighting over a pot of money and not getting projects done, I think the prospect of spending $80 million of real money on real projects that are going to create more water, because when you plug, you know, you replace pipes, you replace well infrastructure, you do real projects, that creates real water that is the lifeblood of economic development for small communities. And if we can leverage that with an infrastructure plan from the federal government that also supports water development, that could be a real game changer for Southwest New Mexico.
In regards to water, not for our infrastructure, but the Gila River, I know you have a lot of work with the wild and scenic designation. That kind of didn't make it past committee mid-September last year. But I know you and Senator Ben Ray Lujan are both supporters of the bill. What does the future look like for designation?
You know, it's important to realize in the context of history that these things don't happen overnight. And sometimes that's okay, because it's how you get to the nuances and the details that really matter. You know, I think it was Congressman Runnels and Congressman Lujan, Manuel Lujan, who first introduced wild and scenic legislation on the Gila River. But this watershed is completely unique. It is the southernmost snowpack-fed watershed in North America. And it's the last really undeveloped and undiverted tributary of the Colorado River Basin. And because of that, it's part of the reason why you don't see a bunch of tamarisk up and down the Gila River, is because that dynamic hydrology has kept a lot of non-natives out that we spend an enormous amount of money in the Middle Rio Grande, for example, removing. And so having that uniqueness and a place that is so rooted in people's memories and the culture of this place is really worth working towards.
Thank you. Commissioner, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
You know, and I totally agree. You know, growing up, being born, raised, and growing up in Silver, I have so many memories of the Gila River. You know, we took a lot of, you know, 4th of July, Easter, swimming, fishing. I mean, it is great, and I'm glad that, you know, Senator Heinrichs and Senator Lujan are supporting the Wildland Scenic. You know, it's great, and just like the senator said, you know, we still, you know, as commissioners, we're still getting input on the Wildland Scenic, and which we're relaying to Senator Heinrich, but, you know, that's part of our history, and that's part of our life.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come down through here to Silver City today and join us on GMCR, Senator.
You never have to twist my arm to come to Southwest New Mexico. This is a place that my family and I choose to come to when we're not working, and it's just one of the most beautiful communities and beautiful places in the United States. So it's always great to be here.
Final words you'd like to get out before we leave today?
No, thanks for having us and giving us a chance to join your listeners.